It's always nice to get together. time in the Dolce Vita. Wipe all your fears away. Well, it's like in the Dolce Vita. Hey, game of yesterday. I'm so alone in the Dolce Vita. Oh, baby, telephone. This page is gone in the Dolce Vita. Nobody else than you. It's all as nice together we love again. Another light before the turning darkness. Say you never live enough. Say you gonna love enough. Like in the Dolce Vita, nobody else than you.
It's always nice together we don't love again. Another light before the turning darkness. Say you never been enough. Say you gonna love me. It's always nice.
You just heard Dolce Vita by MS Project, Pretty Face by Stylo, Flames of Love Fantasy, and Orient Express by Whiskey, and Hey Hey Guy by Kevin Leslo start off this set. There'll be news and weather at 5 p.m. Until then, enjoy some more Ital Disco music for this week's theme.
screeches, screeches all months and days. Come, come to inside, yes.
did it all around. Every night a party, hot parties on the ground. Thought I had the power, but when I saw your eyes, such a love desire, one thing deep inside. What you do to me now?
All right, it is 5 o'clock, and you're listening to WV 90.1 FM Burlington, and that means it's time for news and weather. So we've had some rainy ones, and we've had some hot ones a few weeks ago, but today it is 84 degrees in Burlington, Vermont, according to weather.gov at the Burlington International Airport, and it's looking like this afternoon we have a 70% chance of showers, likely. 60% chance of showers tonight, dropping off to 69 degrees Fahrenheit. And tomorrow, Thursday, looks like about 30% chance of rain, with a high of 81 degrees. Friday looks like sunny. Saturday looks like sunny. And Sunday looks like sunny with a high of 88 degrees. So getting a little bit hotter here in the next few days, with rain, but mostly a clear weekend here in Burlington. As for news, here comes a article from the 7 Days about how local newspapers are struggling. Well, trusted local news is arguably more important than ever before. It has also never been harder to sustain. Like everyone in the industry, Vermont publishers are working to endure. Angela Lynn, the longtime owner of the Addison Independent, received a call from a fellow newspaper publisher last year asking whether his revenue had recently fallen off a cliff. Lynn knew his weekly paper, which covers 23 towns in Addison County, was struggling. After turning tidy profits throughout the 1990s and 2000s, the Addy Indy had been losing advertisers for close to a decade. The pandemic dealt another blow, forcing Lynn to cut back his print editions from 2 to 1 a week. But a review of his books over the winter revealed the full extent of the Indy's troubles. In the first 6 months or so of 2023, the paper lost about $150,000, or 10% of its budget. Lynn called around to other publishers and heard a similar story. Everyone was hanging on by a thread. It was eye-opening, he said, that we could lose that much money. Lynn cut his pay for several months and drew on the paper's reserves. Advertising ticked back up this spring, quelling the immediate crisis. But as he celebrates his 40th year as the paper's owner, Lynn is wondering for the first time whether it will survive. Getting the paper out has always been more important than making money, the 7-year-old publisher said last month. Now the reverse is true. Any publisher worth their salt needs to be focused on keeping the lights on. Never in my lifetime have I had to think that way, he said. At their best, local newspapers play an essential role in a democracy. They hold the powerful accountable, equip voters with vetted information, and perhaps most importantly, help people feel connected, even to those with whom they disagree. No wonder, then, that studies have found communities without strong nuclear organizations are more polarized, with higher rates of corruption and lower electoral participation. But while trusted news sources are arguably more important than ever before, they have also never been harder to sustain. The digital revolution destroyed the traditional advertising base model, and each year brings more competition for readers' attention. Like everyone in the industry, Vermont publishers are working to patch together a new business model that can endure. Some are shifting to nonprofit status in order to encourage philanthropy and qualify for grant funding. Some are asking readers for help. And some are relying on sheer determination, hard work, and long hours to survive where they hope for a lifetime, from government, donors, or something else entirely. We're providing a public surface, Paula Rotley, publisher and editor-in-chief of 7 Days, told the audience at Vermont's third annual statewide journalism conference last month. But without some kind of intervention, I worry that we won't be able to keep it up for much longer. The grim state of the newspaper business isn't a secret, nor is it new. Some 2,900 American newspapers have shuttered since 2005, and 2 more fail each week on average. Roughly half of all U.S. counties now have only 1 local news organization. More than 200 have none at all. On the surface, Vermont appears to have fared better than many states. While some newspapers have stopped printing physical copies in recent years, only a few have shuttered completely, and new ventures have sometimes sprouted up in their place. The online Waterbury Roundabout, for example, replacing the printed Waterbury Record. Vermont's several dozen newspapers include century-old outlets such as the Barrymont-Pelier Times, Argus, and Rutland Herald, as well as 7 Days, 29, and 15-year-old VTDigger.org. The state also has a healthy broadcast scene with 3 TV news stations and Radio's Vermont Public. To read the full article, you can go to 7 Days online. All right, so it is 5:05 and you are listening to The Freak Show with DJ Dress Code. I'll be with you until a little before 6 o'clock. And before we get back to the music, I got a little message to play for you. Here it goes.
We are Phantom Sons, here tonight on 90.1 WRUB. Today's PSA is, be patient. It seems we're all in a rush in all that we do. We rush to work, run to class, and go 50 miles an hour to meet up with friends, sometimes faster. It is time to take a step back and slow down. Give yourself a little more time before you head out to your destination. This will save you the stress of being on time and will make your day much happier. There is also a better chance you will not forget anything that you will need, ID, money, tickets, etc. Being in a rush does not get you anywhere much faster anyway. So give yourself an extra few minutes before you leave and have a great day.
All right, and with that message, let's get back to the Ital Disco. Here we go. Miko Mission, 2 for Love.
like to talk to you. How's about coming back to my room for a little boom boom?
Hey, this is John.
Tell me, 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 t
Just heard Bob Shelton, Star Night. Before that, BWH, Stop, Laser Dance, Humanoid Invasion, Miko Mission 2 for Love, and that started off this set after the news. Next, we'll be playing One System, Life is Very Short.
We'll be right back. Somebody, I know somebody. along my spine. Just then I realized it was a message beamed directly into my mind. It said,
we'll be right back. like Chopin. Love me now and again. Whoa, rainy days never say goodbye to desire when we are together. Rainy days growing in your eyes. Tell me where's the way. Oh,
This is WV91 FM Burlington. It's currently 5:53, and you're listening to The Freak Show with DJ Dress Code. You're listening to The Island of the Sun with Ludi. Before that, you heard I Like Cocaine by Gazebo, Hold the Line by Chester, and Life is Very Short by One System. I'll be with you for a few more minutes until the top of the hour. As always, rock on and keep it locked to 91 FM Burlington, your better alternative. Yeah.
Look at you, you feel so nice. The girls around you.